News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Okay, why are we not on?
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Can you hear me?
Well, good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. And we've got Carl live on the phone. We are starting our program here. We're on, of course, our morning show from 7 to 9. We've got some buttons here that we're doing. But it's Bob Alonji and Linda Bott at the helm today. But Carl is in Sacramento calling in to start the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Welcome to KCNR 1460. What was going on there? I could hear you. Couldn't you hear me?
We can hear you.
Expecting you to take off and run with it, sir.
Yes.
Well, somebody needs to count me down because the only thing I could hear was the 3-2, and then that was it.
Okay, so, well, there you go. What are you doing in Sacramento?
I'm getting ready to go to the conference today. It starts first with a memorial ceremony for the California Highway Patrol, who have given their life in the line of duty. And then the Civilian Advisory Board, which I'm a member of, representing Northern California, is going to meet for a few hours. And we're going to talk about some of the concerns that are facing the Highway Patrol here in the next couple of years, including recruiting and reaching out to communities and all those things. So it should be interesting. It's my very first meeting, so I'm looking forward to it. But this is going to be a great day. What's the, you know what, if you don't mind, what's the weather look like today?
You're asking that from afar. Well, mostly sunny with temperatures around 81 today, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 54. Mostly sunny tomorrow with 75 and mostly and partly cloudy on Wednesday night. Now, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane when we start our morning here. And, you know, we've got a lot of stuff lined up, Carl. We just wanted to make sure that you started the day as you always do and tell us everything that's going on with, you know, what you're doing down in Sacramento. And Bob will be co-hosting with me this morning. But the weather's been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, for those of you who are listening, if my voice sounds a little foggy, I did have a rehearsal last night. And, you know, with the weather, the wind, you know, it was a great rehearsal. It was a hard rehearsal. It was a long rehearsal. And so, you know, I came home and watched my taped Dancing with the Stars and The Voice. And my heart was pumping because all that juice from rehearsal. So here I am this morning. I'm excited about starting the day, having Carl call in and Bob at the helm with me.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on. I know you have guests starting at 7:30, and I tell you what, I really wish I could be there for your 8 o'clock guest, Dan is the education officer, community education officer for the Shasta County Health and Mental Services. And you know what? This May is Mental Health Month, and there are so many questions about what's going on. You know, is there enough money for mental health in Shasta County that most of the people you see that are having problems out there, that are the homeless, many of them have mental problems besides, you know, having no money. And what can be done about that, what's being done by the county, what's being done by the state, that unfortunately many of these people end up in jail, and jails are not meant to hold people with mental problems.
Well, you know, Carl, Bob has looked up, has an insight on a gal by the name of Nellie Bly. Bob, can you tell us a little bit about this? Just kind of coincides with what our 8 o'clock show is about today.
One of Nellie Bly's claim to fame, Carl, she had several of them. In a time when women were pretty much being marginalized, she did a massive expose for about a women's institution where the patients were basically traumatized and treated like animals. It was she did a very famous piece called 10 Days in a Madhouse. This right around a time when women were not taken seriously as journalists. She challenged the status quo and, in fact, undertook a round-the-world trip in the late 1800s. So a very remarkable woman, Nellie Bly. I believe she undertook that trip at about the age of 21.
Wow. This is a, you know, that's spectacular. The, you know, her name is famous. I mean, I've heard the name, but I'd never, you know, I never associated it. I never really knew what she had done. Hey, something else, too, today, Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, that's right. We're going to be playing some, mariachi. I love mariachi. I'd love to have a mariachi band in Reading. I'd love to have a party with a mariachi band. Mariachi band, bales of hay. Come on.
There you go.
And boots that we can just dance and you know, yes. So Cinco de Mayo, we'll look that up and do a little history of the Cinco de Mayo and the celebration behind it as well. Carlton, you know, can you just explain why you're there?
Well, about over a month ago, I was approached by Captain Todd Garr of the Highway Patrol up here. He has the Reading unit, and it was a time of the year to replace a member on the California Highway Patrol Civilian Advisory Board, and he asked me if I'd be interested in it, and I talked to you about it because, you know, our plate is very full with not only the radio station, but another business that we're doing and all the other things we do. But I really felt like this was something that I could get my teeth into, in the sense of we're there to, to listen to the concerns of the Highway Patrol and balance those with the concerns of the populace. And how can we work together to make sure that the Highway Patrol, which has just a stellar reputation, that anything, you know, we can do to maintain that. And they have, you know, their standards are extremely high. They have, people think a lot of them. They're held in high regard by the people, and they want to keep it that way. So they have an advisory board, and they asked me if I would like to apply for it. It wasn't like I was appointed. It was like I had to apply for it along with, you know, several others. I did, and then I was fortunate enough to be selected. And it's, like I said, it's an honor. And they're having a meeting today. I was selected like 2 weeks ago, and met all the captains of the Highway Patrol, and of course the chief, and the up in the northern area, and then down here for our very first meeting. So there's 12 of us from that are on the board, and we're meeting today. So that's what I'm doing, and first of all, there's a memorial. I'm down here at the California Highway Patrol Academy, and first there's a memorial ceremony, and for a couple of hours, and then we break for lunch, then we meet for 3 hours, and then I'm back. So that's what I'm doing today.
So civilian
advisory board.
Advisory board, okay. And, you know, what's interesting as you're talking about how all of this is tying in together, Bob, and I'm sure you'd agree, is that, you know, Carl's down there with the Highway Patrol. We're dealing with the Asphalt Cowboys who today we're going to be having the Asphalt Cowboys come on, too, with Barry Wisewater, who is going to talk with us about what's happening with, Rodeo Week's coming up. And I know, you know, for maybe somebody driving through and Rodeo Week, it is like a ballet of all the events that are going on. And, of course, the pancake breakfast that happens on Friday, where 10,000 people come through downtown. You talk about having to have things coordinated. So, and plus, you know, they have the Highway Patrol, and they have they all work hand in hand. Our law enforcement and the Cowboys kind of act like that. Then with what's happening every day is that what we're dealing with our 8 o'clock guests and what we're seeing on this with a lot of the times with our people on the street that maybe, you know, found lost their way, are suffering from mental illness, and maybe have gotten off their meds, or somehow something's gone on in their life that they've just you know, turned in another direction and haven't been seen. And so it kind of all coincides with what it is to be in our community, be watchful of our community, know what's happening in our community, where we can go for resources in our community. And so we're really glad that you called in and that you're going to bring us a lot of information tomorrow that I'm sure is going to be very helpful for us to get an insight of what the Highway Patrol is seeing along all of the Northern California counties.
Well, I'll do my best on that, and I think it's time for a break, but this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Walking into Espresso Joe's is just a great time. The Espresso Joe girls know exactly how to cook the very best coffee, whether it's a cappuccino, a latte, an espresso, or just plain coffee. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that'll knock your socks off. All this at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business, 2143 Hilltop Drive, does a lot for our community and been with us from day one. You can't say enough about Joe and Shelley. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Pond, in our 1468.
It was down in Mexico where I had gone, not too much Spanish.
Relive the glitz, glamour, and glorious music of the 70s and 80s at the Cascade Theater as the Riverfront Playhouse Capital Campaign presents Remember When Rock Was Young, the Elton John tribute starring Craig A. Meyer and the Rocket Band. A celebration of the character, costumes, and charisma of the famed pianist and singer, this fully produced show will captivate you on Thursday, May 7th. Call 243-8877 for ticket information or log on to cascadetheater.org for one unforgettable evening you'll remember when Rock was young.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner.
Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
The only word I picked out of that was tequila.
Sick Cinco de Mayo Day here, May 5th. Congrats.
Please enjoy responsibly.
Please enjoy responsibly. Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people like tequila. It's be interesting. Molly just came back from 5 days, and she was in Cabo on a bachelorette getaway. And I gave her vitamin C powders, BC powders, BC powders are the powdered aspirin that I've discovered in Nashville, which, you know, you put on your tongue and immediately goes to your bloodstream. But, you know, I mean, for those of us who have to do a little aspirin a day, it works. But for, I was telling Molly, you know, you're going to be there. They rented a house. They have like a villa, one of those things that, you know, that you get sometimes in fundraisers, and you get the chef and the bartender, and you don't really have to leave the place. I said, remember, you're in the sun in Mexico, a couple shots of tequila in a margarita that you don't even taste really jumps up and bites you in the, you know, in the hoo-hoo and other places. So be very careful. It's in my book. A couple things going on in town today. I wanted to let you know that Special Olympics fundraiser is this Saturday in Tehama County. It's called Tip a Cop. The event supports our local...
Anything like counting?
I knew that we would go off on this one. The event, which supports our local Special Olympic athletes, will be from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at M&M Ranch House Restaurant, Antelope Boulevard in Red Bluff. Local law enforcement officers, Red Bluff Police Department, Corning Police Department, California Highway Patrol, and Tehama County Sheriff's Office will assist the waitresses in serving customers, busing tables, and taking orders. So that's Tip a Cop. I was thinking all tips will be donated to Tehama County Special Olympics. In addition, a raffle will be held. Tickets will be six for $5. All right.
We have a comment in the chat room that's rather interesting. You know, to the Mexican people, Cinco de Mayo is a fairly minor holiday. It is not the Mexican Independence Day. It celebrates a victory of Mexican forces over French forces in the big scheme of things, insignificant battle. Except, as listener Joe points out, it caused the French to disengage their units from operations in the U.S., and at the time of the American war between the states, had the French not withdrawn their support from the Confederacy, the war might have had a different outcome, because basically the North starved the South into defeat because they could not supply themselves. Had the French supported the Confederacy, we could be living in a very different United States.
It's always interesting to see if this had happened or if that had happened. But so Cinco de Mayo, I know we look at it differently. And this is what I love about our chat pack, Bob. And don't you know, since you've been here since day one.
The collective consciousness.
Collective.
Sometimes unconsciousness.
Sometimes we're unconscious. We need them to help us bring our consciousness back. You know, keep us grounded here. Well, that's so wonderfully, intelligent. We're going to be talking to Barry Weiswasser here in just a minute from the Asphalt Cowboys. Is coming in after the break. Wanted to tell you something that was happening also in the headlines. I found this is interesting. You know that they're going to be doing, a lot of food chains are going to be responsible for what absolutely is in the ingredients, as well as, again, the sugar content and so on and so forth. But Panera, you know, the bread chain Panera, has put it in writing. The trendy fast casual chain, widely known for the quality of its food and integrity of its ingredients, on Tuesday will become the first national restaurant chain to publicly post a comprehensive list of all artificial additives that has removed or plans to remove it by the end of 2016 from the food it serves. Panera has dubbed it the No-No List. Wouldn't you like to just go into a restaurant and see the no-no list? I don't know. That kind of is something about that. We know it. Kind of like when I'm eating potato chips. I know potato chips go to the hips, but I'm loving them. I'm just crunching them. The list includes more than 150 ingredients, from BHT to maltodextrin to sulfur dioxide, that Panera is in the process of removing from its foods. Also, beginning Wednesday, Panera will only sell salads with clean salad dressings. So I just think this is interesting. Clean salad dressing, all made without artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, and preservatives. The ingredients on Panera's salad menu, still evolving to meet the 2016 commitment, are croutons, tortilla strips, pepperoncini, and bacon.
Pepperoncini. Oh gosh.
Pepperoncini. The moves are next steps that follow an announcement Panera made less than a year ago to ultimately junk all artificial additives from its menu. Isn't that interesting? So Panera is the first one on the list to do that. I wonder what to see what's happening with their sales after that. Is it, or will people feel like, okay, I really truly am getting a clean, okay, which brings to mind a good friend in town here in Reading, took her daughter to, I won't say the name of it, but a place that serves juice. It could be a lot of different places.
Okay. All right.
And, and it was in writing, but it was in fine writing. So when you look at, you know, a booster or a berry or something like that, you read down in the writing, which is posted up on the wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And her daughter, who is, highly allergic to peanuts, went into
anaphylactic shock.
That's what I mean. Anaphylactic shock. And, I'm not sure what maybe with that particular, now that Panera is taking the lead, maybe they need to do a star. Any of these places need to put a star or a red thing like made with peanuts.
Yeah.
It's not like little tiny writing in the bottom.
Yeah. On one hand, I question, do we have to be absolutely swaddled in foam rubber from cradle to grave and protected from ourselves? But on the other hand, these companies do need to have a little responsibility as well. But there's got to be a balance. But on the other hand, you know, who decides how much is too much when it comes to, you know, that coffee's hot, that seed, don't put the iron on your don't iron your baby's jumper when the baby's still in it. You know, warnings like that. I mean, some of these products, you take them out of the box, you can't find the product because all the warning tags that are stuck to it.
The extremism, really, in my mind, it kind of sticks out with the woman who successfully sued McDonald's when she had hot coffee that, you know, burned her crotch area.
Yeah.
I mean, don't put your coffee there. Hello.
Yeah.
Or did it fall down? Did the top come off? I mean, the top will come off sometimes if these, they don't fit correctly.
Yeah, so there's this thing between corporate responsibility and personal responsibility, and the lawyers just make ungodly amounts of money over this. By the way, remember Mike Huckabee used to be featured,
yes,
on this very radio station?
Yes.
He has thrown his hat into the ring, as was expected. Everybody, when Mike Huckabee left the air, this is what everybody said, is that he's making a presidential bid. He made that official.
And so it said earlier in the news, and I was listening to early this morning, that he was going to make the announcement from his hometown in Arkansas, which is it Hope? I'm sorry to put you on the spot there. I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but in his hometown in Arkansas is when he was. So he's the third
Hope,
person.
Hope, Arkansas, yes.
Hope, Arkansas. He's the third person in to be in the race for the Republicans, GOP.
And to nobody's great surprise, the great and well-known political commentator Rachel Maddow has torn into Carly Fiorina.
Oh, boy. Who, by the way, is in headlines today saying... let me pull that article up because it's in – I like to look at the top trending things that are going on. And she is defending the layoffs from – is it Hewlett-Packard? Let me find, see if I can find this. I have this new Mac that I have to scroll down with my fingers in the middle of the pad. Can I tell you how weird that is? I am so – okay, first of all, forget about it. Okay, I'll just have to go back to the very top. So – anyway, you guys, my Mac crashed, and I decided, okay, you know, years ago when I started, was it Mac or PC? So I said I was doing music in Nashville in 95, and all of my friends and, you know, my contemporaries at that point said, you must go Mac. So I started with Mac, and once you go Mac, you don't go back. You're a Mac guy, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, they're expensive.
They're very durable machines, and they're very versatile machines.
So I had this Mac that was a little notebook from 2008. Okay, now that tells you that was my only computer from home to station, home to station, home to station, on trips. That was what I took. So finally, the big old gray screen came up with the question mark that just meant your hard drive's done. So our good friend Brad was able to – anyway, I can't get this. I'll
to copy your files and stuff over. Quick note from Rocky, of course, that would be Rocky Slaughter. Hi, Linda, just letting you know we're having our special water slide Q&A at the Cascade Theater tomorrow at 5. Come ask the tough questions, and for people who live on Placer, free tickets to the slip and slide down Placer Street.
Interesting. You know, I think what this is very controversial. And Rocky, I mean, you know, I'm not saying anything behind your back that I wouldn't say to your face. I kind of feel like that's a rule of thumb, especially when you're live on the air. But, you know, I just don't know. I understand there's an entrepreneurship behind this. I think it's great to get the city around something, but it just feels for me personally, I feel that when I might be fined for my watering my plants and, but Rocky did pose a really good question the other day, and Carl and I looked at each other and said, how many gallons of water are we using when we water our plants? So we've taken our sprinkler system down one more notch of now not twice, but just once, which we're going to even half that. And the conversation, I'm sure, this weekend when we visit my folks in Sacramento, who are really there's a lot of lawns around there. They're letting go brown. It'd be really interesting to see if people really know how many gallons, and if that's going to be something possibly that through our water district we'll be able to have a gauge on our faucets. I mean, I know that they'll do like meters, but do we know, Bob? Are you familiar? Do we know how much water we are using? With showers, water, dishwashers, washing machines?
I'm sure what the average use. I know that in the Centerville Water District where I live, they in their monthly flyer, they were saying that the average household in the district out there is using about 1,200, I believe it's cubic feet of water. That's their metering unit. Now, Brenda and I have already been really heavily conserving, so we're down around 300, 400, or 500 at the most, depending on what. But we recycle the gray water. We do everything we can. But when they announce this, you know, everybody has to cut by 20%, that would hit us a lot harder than it would the guy up the street who has the golf course in the backyard.
Right. And they have the visual. I know we got to run. Okay, so we're going to take a break. Tomorrow night, the meeting, just a reminder, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Did you say Cascade?
Yes.
Cascade, 5 o'clock, the slip and slide down Placer Street, questions and answers. I know a lot of people have a lot of questions and a lot of concerns regarding this venture that they're talking about bringing here on Placer Street. So we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. When we come back, we've got Barry Weiswasser, Asphalt Cowboy. What's happening in the week ahead of us? Oh, my gosh, I got a big old yellow poster here. It's going to be a blast. We'll be right back.
Continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Garth Brooks. Boy, I'll tell you what, when he first came out, I was like, who is this hot dude, man? I was one of those. And I did see him in concert at Arco Arena, and all I heard was, you know, the screaming, the butt in front of me, and all the people could do was stand up and scream. And I understand, but I couldn't get him in concert. Although, when he did what was the song he does with the Rose? Oh, he's just such a performer.
He does a great. Now, he took a 16-year hiatus, and I guess he's starting to come out and tour again. Has a new album that came out, you know, but he took 16 years off to raise a family.
Yeah, he just said, and recently, just with Trisha Yearwood, they don't spend any time apart. They do whatever they're doing. She's either with him or he's with her. And, you know, I found that that's really how you have a successful marriage. You know, like with Carl, we do everything together. I'm not down with him, the Highway Patrol, but I'm covering this side today. Barry Weisswasser is with me this morning. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
And you're dressed in your yellow shirt with your green bolo tie or whatever you want, your tie. Yeah. And it is the uniform for the Asphalt Cowboys, and it's 2016 Rodeo Week. In front of us is this big poster that you put out every year, day after day, with events.
Yep. We have a busy week coming up. We started yesterday with our annual golf tournament, which was a grand success. And we just start the fun. Well, the Top Hand Dinner is this Friday night. Saturday night is the Reading Rodeo Association Steak Feed.
Mm.
Then Monday starts our week.
Monday's the bank holdup.
Well, that's what I've heard. You know, you never know if a bank is actually going to be
right. And this is where the loot, and then is it hidden? And then there's riddles all week.
Right. The loot is hidden. Sometime before beforehand,
if the bank is held up,
if the bank is robbed, exactly. And it's amazing. We go to a bank, and all of a sudden, here's these bank robbers. You know? And then, you know, we're charged with chasing them down. We drive through town. We shoot, bullets are going everywhere. Well, okay, not really.
Uh-huh. Is anyway. This when you drive by the station and we hear lots
Gun
of explosions?
Fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go into it any further, I wanted to let you know that the weather, if you're tuning in this morning, good morning on KCNR 14. It's the Cinco de Mayo day. It's the 5th of May, of course, 7:39. Currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. Today our highs are going to be 81. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 54. Tomorrow is calling for a high of 75 with our lows of 54. And as we get in through Thursday night, it's getting around 55 and slight chance of rain or showers throughout the weekend. Mondays, again, showers and thunderstorms. So that's our forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give a veteran and a senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard and Associates, experts at all kinds of loose stones, opals, jewelry repair. If you're looking for something specific, go into Four Winds Jewelry. It is our jeweler of choice, and we know that we can trust our good stuff to Leonard, and he's going to take care of it for us. 222-2750, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And going back to the Asphalt Cowboys, you've gone through again. You've got your golf tournament, which happened yesterday. What happened in that golf tournament? Any hole in ones?
No, I didn't hear of any hole in ones. Of course, we have an accuracy drive and closest to the pin holes and all these, and I couldn't tell you all the winners right now. Mm-hmm. And then we have a very large raffle. And the merchants in town are so generous. I mean, they just donate so many great
so cool.
items for our raffle.
Amazing.
And then we auctioned off, donated by the quarry up north, and I can't think of that now, which isn't good, but 24 tons delivered of 3/4-inch road base.
Wow.
I mean, that was huge.
Of course, at the Asphalt Cowboy. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You're going to come here? Guess what you're going to get a bid on? Rock. Asphalt. Pavement.
Exactly. But, I mean, we had televisions and a portable ice maker, which everybody wanted.
Mm.
I don't know why.
I know, of course. For the next, it was thrown in the back of your pickup truck, and for our next event, we're going to
exactly.
keep the cooler going.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got your bank hold up. Throughout the week, you've got your. Now, this is really cool. I love this. You do the bank and the business judging.
Yes.
And I go. We have a couple banks, but we go to both banks have done a great bang up job. One specifically that stands out in mind is Bank of Commerce, Reading Bank of Commerce. They do a great job down there downtown.
Right. Yeah. The a lot of the banks go all out for this. They mm-hmm. bring in. Sometimes there's live horses and
five star bank. They did
yeah,
that.
That's right.
You can't go wrong with a little live pony.
Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of other businesses decorate. And it's just all fun. It's a really fun day. Mm-hmm. We go in and look at all these businesses. And we mm-hmm. have our staff of judges who, you know, they judge for originality, you know, closest to the theme, you know, all these different categories. And they do a great job. People get, you know, great awards and trophies and all that kind of stuff.
You have, in the tradition of honoring John and Fran Balma, Special Kids Day.
Yes. That, to me, is a most emotional morning. You know, we bring in handicapped kids from schools all over, and in conjunction with the Rodeo Association, of course, they bring in horses, the kids get on the horses, mm. and they just, you know, it's amazing. They'll start out crying, you know, because they're afraid.
Mm.
And once they get on the horses, and there's a cowboy, an asphalt cowboy on each side of the horse is being led by usually the owner of the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talk to the child, and
There's a healing that happens, and a lot of times you'll see this with horses and children with autism. You'll also see on so many levels, like, you know, with the Marine Corps, the Mounted Color Guard, Bob, you know, we've had them on several times. Those horses are the wild Mustangs that have been worked with through the prison term, through the prison. It's a program through the prisons. And those sometimes very broken men get a chance to pour their whatever they need to pour into that horse to love and nurture. And there's something that happens with the beast and the human that, you know, is just a magical thing that can happen with healing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, so many of these kids, once they start out, they'll be, you know, have the tears, and by the end of the ride, they're just all smiles. They don't even want to get off the horse.
So that's called Special Kids Day, and that's, of course, open. Well, this is my invitation.
Yes, we contact the schools, and they.
But the public can come and watch. Can we come to the stands and watch if
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay, sure. So that begins at 9 a.m. in the rodeo grounds, and that's called Special Kids Day. And then, of course, that night, Carl and I have had the great honor of judging that for a few years. It's called the Chili Cook-Off. And, boy, I'll tell you what, when you have little tiny cups put in front of you of 10 or 12 different chilies, I always know that, buy the Beano right. And tell Carl this is a 3 Beano night. We got to go have the 3 Beanos before we even leave the house. Because as soon as we walk into 2, you know, the saliva starts before you even taste it. Sure. So you better be, like, ready for the hottest and the craziest and the most, just out there chili. And so that's a blast. And then I think you have a dance afterwards, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we start out with the quick draw contest.
Oh, yes. Of course. Let's not forget
Don't forget.
You guys in the yellow shirts are out there showing your
then
guns.
Of course, the public is also invited. You know, it's not just the cowboys shooting. There are several regulars from the community that come in and bring their shooting iron, and we provide the blanks, you know, either 22 caliber or 38 caliber, and they'll compete, and the winner gets $100.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go on to the rest of this wonderful week of events, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with our asphalt cowboy, Barry Weiswasser, on what is an asphalt cowboy. I always think about people driving up 5 and thinking, I love Redding. What do I love about Redding? I'm on my way to Oregon. Let's talk about the asphalt cowboys. When we come back, we've got more on what's happening locally here. KCNR 1460.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Michael W. Smith.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
It speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's Linda Bott. Carl is has been on a... is down in Sacramento at a very special meeting with
he's on a mission.
Citizen Advisory Patrol, Citizen Advisory Council with the Highway Patrol. He's been invited to be on that board. And so today's a meeting, and I came in this morning. I'm very excited to be here with Bob Belongi at the helm. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642. And with me this morning is Barry Weisswasser, who is in his yellow shirt. He's an asphalt cowboy. How many years have you been an asphalt cowboy?
16 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
16 years, and it's a lot of commitment.
It is. It's a huge commitment. I'm on the new member board. We interview potential members, that's the one thing we stress. Well, that's one of the things we stress is the amount of commitment, you know, to a guy with a family. It takes away a lot of time from that family time, so you got to be prepared for that.
Okay, besides the, let's say, the rodeo week, which, of course, I'm sure that there's lots of time before rodeo week as well as after, you know, the cleaning up and the preparation, too. What are some of the other events that the cowboys do that would be, if somebody was looking to want to be a yellow shirter, what other things do you do that are big in town?
Well, I do a meeting with the newer cowboys, and... I tell them that before I choose someone to bring into the Cowboys, I want to know that person really well and know that they're going to commit themselves and work just as hard as I do for the Asphalt Cowboys.
Well, why are, you know, we have Carl is quartz, you know, Carl is all around. He's in the chat room right now. He must be in his car on the way into this meeting for the chat room. He said, why yellow, Barry? Why yellow shirts?
You know what? Honestly, that was way before my time.
Okay.
Why
not mauve?
Okay, well, there's a really good reason about that. I think we wanted to just stand out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a kind of outfit that you're not going to see any law enforcement people wearing or anybody else. I mean, mm-hmm. Who is going to go around with this?
This your uniform.
Lemon drop kid outfit.
Lemon drop kid. Well, we know you are a mile away, and that's definitely true. You're right with that yellow and the green ties. And then your posters always just stick out no matter where they are. They're just a mile away, the Asphalt Cowboys. Let's go back to some of the activities here. Did we cover what we needed to cover on maybe a little history of the Cowboys?
Well, of course, we started in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is our 62nd annual pancake breakfast.
Wow.
And, you know, the John Balma originally started the Cowboys. They had the Sheriff's Posse back then. And, you know, they needed a group that would not only help on the posse, but also promote Rodeo Week. And really, that's one of the main things of the Asphalt Cowboys, is we obviously go around promoting Rodeo Week for Redding. Another thing, all of the Asphalt Cowboys are sworn volunteer Shasta County Sheriff's deputies. And in real life, I mean, you know, we don't have arresting, you know, capabilities or
right.
anything. But anyway, I mean, we've gone out on search and rescues and just all kinds of different things. And another thing that we're here for is in case of a disaster or emergency, we can feed thousands of people.
You guys are set up to you bring out the chairs and tables. You can set those up with your group in a matter of what? I mean, just like downtown, in a matter of what? A couple hours, you got those puppies out.
Pretty much. About 3 hours, we can have seating for about 3,000 people.
And so, go ahead, Bob.
How many gallons of pancake batter are you going to mix up next Friday?
You know, I'm not.
There must be some numbers.
A batter person.
But, that's not my department.
let's say each box of pancake mix will serve 100 breakfasts.
Okay.
And so, I mean, gallons,
Well, how many people do you run through that line in that, what is it, 4 hours?
5 hours.
5 hours. How many people last year came through?
Last year wasn't our biggest year. It was about 10,600 people.
That's right.
Breakfast with 10,000 of your closest friends.
That's what I tell everybody.
It is the best people watching event in you'll ever go and throughout the year. That's it. You're right there, and we do. We'll be down there in a live remote, right in front of Vintage. We have this little corner. We stock out like on the night before, and we get that little corner, and we love it. And I swear, we do our live remote. We have, you know, all the people grabbing LaMalfa and the sheriff and the police. Anybody who's coming through, that, you know, come on over and be on our show. So you'll hear a lot of, you know, if you're at home, you hear a lot of, you know, just people walking by. They're right there, and it's just great to see kids, people, you know, community leaders, people that with their dogs and their families, and it's just great. It's just a real feel good. There's a high that happens after the pancake breakfast.
Well, and during it, you know, people, I have heard comments about people saying, "Oh, that line was so long, I just didn't even go." But you know what? It takes about 10 minutes to get through that line and to get your breakfast.
Right, right.
And, I mean,
very efficient.
Yes.
It's extremely efficient.
We pretty much have it down to a science.
And you see the buses, because the kids are coming through, they have to go to school. So they're en route, and you know that it's just very organized. All right, so let's go back into the street dance. We wanted to talk about on the Chili Cook-Off night, which is May 12th, you have a special band.
Yeah, it's Mike Ely and Unwound. They're out of Elk Grove. Mike, some of your listeners may know, is one of the twin brothers in Double Take, the band that comes up here every year pretty
mm-hmm.
much and plays for Cool April
They're
Nights.
They're great.
So, Mike Ely and Unwound will be in
mm-hmm.
playing great country and rock and just a great band.
We have a question also from our chat pack. Does the batter that you have at the pancake breakfast, does it have beer in it?
You know what? I don't make the pancakes.
It may be near beer. How's that?
Yes.
It's the stuff that well, maybe doesn't.
Let me say this. If there is beer in the batter, any alcohol is cooked away when they mm-hmm. get on those hot grills. So
okay. So now, okay, so you've got this wonderful band that's happening on the chili cook-off night, which is May 12th. You've got three of it. You've got the chili cook-off, you've got the shootout, and then you have the street dance mm-hmm. in Buckaroo Flats. Now, let's go to May 13th through 15th. That is the pre-rodeo. What's going on there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? What does that mean, pre-rodeo, grand entry?
Well, of course, the Asphalt Cowboys don't put on the rodeo, but
okay.
But yeah, they have slack early on Wednesday, and then they start the rodeo. It used to be a 3-day rodeo, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Now it's 4-day because we have the Champion Challenge coming on Saturday.
All
so
right,
it'll be awesome.
Well, good, Barry. Thanks, and we just covered a lot of stuff this morning. Thank you so much with Barry Weisswasser with the Asphalt Cowboys. We'll be out there with the Rodeo Week and all these events. Mark your calendar, and we'll be right back. KCNR 1460 with our 8 o'clock hour coming up right after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama today is set to announce his selection for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
In a noontime announcement, the president is expected to nominate Marine General Joseph Dunford Jr. to be the Joint Chiefs chairman. Dunford is a widely respected, combat-hardened commander who led the Afghanistan War Coalition from 2013 to 2014.
Yep, that is SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. The Islamic State terrorist group is claiming responsibility for a weekend attack outside a center near Dallas that displayed cartoons of Muhammad. International security analyst Sajan Gohel says the fact that the Islamic State group wants to take responsibility says a lot in and of itself.
It's very significant if they are effectively behind the attack in Garland, Texas, because it is now a statement of intent that they're not just about wanting to carry out plots in Europe. They want to target the U.S. directly as well.
And Pam Geller, president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative, says the attack in Garland must not stifle freedom of speech in America.
When you say don't draw the cartoon or don't criticize jihad or Islam, that's exactly what you're doing. You're abridging your free speech so as not to offend savages.
Geller tells the Salem Radio Network that the gunmen who opened fire outside the Curtis Colwell Center Sunday night were trying to intimidate people in order to stop them from exercising their First Amendment rights, something she says simply cannot be allowed to happen. In Hope, Arkansas at this hour, hopeful of gaining the GOP presidential nomination is former Governor Mike Huckabee. Officially about to toss his hat into the ring at this event. The preliminary event's already underway. Huckabee will be joining an already crowded field of GOP hopefuls. Looking to Wall Street right now, the Dow's been struggling and still is. Right now, it's down by about 46 points. The NASDAQ down by 39. And this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com. Or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
A new low in the eight-year drug war south of the border. Mexico's national security chief confirming that for the first time, cartel gunmen managed to shoot down a military helicopter with a rocket-propelled grenade.
Commissioner Monte Alejandro Rubido says a group of gunmen from the new generation at drug cartel shot down the Cougar Army helicopter with a handheld rocket-propelled grenade launcher in the western state of Jalisco. Three soldiers on board were killed, 10 more soldiers with them were gravely wounded, as well as two federal police officers. Rubido says the gunman took aim and fired at four military helicopters flying at low level, hitting one of them. For SRN News, I'm James Blears in Mexico.
Dramatic footage has emerged of a Mediterranean Sea rescue showing migrants on a sinking rubber boat desperately climbing up ropes and a ladder from a cargo ship that came to their aid. The footage comes from a crew member of the cargo ship. It shows migrants jumping off their deflating dinghy. Some lost their lives. This is SRN News. A Facebook post cost a woman her job even before she started to go to work, as Rhonda Rockster explains.
Caitlin Walls finally found employment at a daycare, but posted it was a job she really wasn't looking forward to. In fact, the Colony, Texas single mom said she really didn't like being around a lot of kids and hated the thought of working at a daycare. Didn't take long for the post to get around, and Walls soon got a call from her new employer telling her to stay home. Walls said venting online was a big mistake, and she's now back looking for work. Rhonda Rockstra, SRN News.
Growth at U.S. services firms accelerated in April. The Institute for Supply Management says more orders, rising sales, and an uptick in hiring sent its services index up to 57.8 in April. That is the highest level on that scale in 5 months. Any reading over 50 indicates that services firms are growing. The healthy showing suggests the economy's recent stumbles may be only temporary. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott. Carl is, well, you would say he's on assignment today down in Sacramento. He's been asked to be on the Citizen Advisory Board for the Highway Patrol and California Highway Patrol. So he's down there today. It's been a great honor for him to have been selected. And so we'll hear about that tomorrow. But welcome back to the show this morning. And Bob Belongi is at the helm. This is Linda Bott again. If you're just tuning in, it's currently 57 degrees. We're going to have our temperatures today will be high of around 81, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 54. Wednesday is going to be a high of 75 with Wednesday's weather around 54 of the lows. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane each and every day here and on KCNR. They sponsor our weather. Their customers are our warm friends. That's their logo. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Last night, I rehearsed with a wonderful quartet. I'm going to be performing this Thursday night at Elements Lounge inside of Wind River from 7 to 9. Please come join us. It's going to be Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, where they bring out Romance on the River, a special menu. And it's going to be a great night of music. Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums. And, of course, my special guest on flute, clarinet, and sax is Lou White. So we just are going to have a great night of music, and it doesn't cost to come in, so just come and enjoy us at Wind River. With us today, we have two very special guests, and it's May, so May brings out a lot of things, and May has a very special month. It's the month I was born. So, and it's the month my mother was born, and it's Mother's Day, and it's all kinds of really good, you know, celebrations. One of the things that I love about our guests coming up is that they are bringing to this station today a program that is out called Minds Matter. It's the 8th Annual Mental Health Resource Fair, Strive to Thrive. With us this morning is Mark Dadigan and Amanda Flowers-Peterson. Good morning to the program.
Great. And thanks for having us. And also, you gave me a quick reminder to get my Mother's Day stuff together.
Oh, yes. That's next weekend. Actually, let's see. What's today? The 5th, it's in 4 days.
Yeah.
5 days. It's true. Mothers do like to be remembered.
Yes, definitely.
You're a little baby. So anyway, which really brings to kind of, you know, this is really interesting when we think about fostering, not like foster homes, but helping to the spiritual and the nurturing aspect of what it is to help people thrive to strive.
Right. And so our main program that we do, and I work for Health and Human Services for Shasta County, is Stand Against Stigma. It's all about educating the people in the community about mental health struggles and also just reducing some of that shame and misunderstanding that might prevent people from seeking help. And Minds Matter, the Minds Matter Mental Health Resource Fair, is actually, we're going to have more than 45 exhibitors with people who have provide mental health services and wellness. So it's a place where you can get help if you or someone you know might be dealing with some issues. And Amanda is one of our speakers. We have about 25 people from throughout the community who go around to classes, groups, clubs, and share stories of experiencing mental health struggles.
So, Amanda, like I'm in school and our teacher says, hey, we're going to have what do you want to call it, when you get together and everybody in the classes comes to the auditorium and you speak. So give us a little insight of what you're saying to, like, say, the eighth grade, the junior high class.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me, by the
Absolutely,
way.
Absolutely, Amanda.
I personally would bring up a story of hope of how I became brave. I was in my 20s. I was a successful college student that ended up getting diagnosed with PTSD. And so that is a severe mental illness. And I was having blackout anger rages. Now, my natural personality is one where I am a pretty optimistic person. I'm very joyful, but something had consumed me. I would let them know how I, being a quote unquote, normal person, had some issues and needed to deal with them and how I sought out help and hope.
Well, you're just lighting a flame right now, igniting a flame because, you know, PTSD comes in forms of, for it's not just our we have a lot of veterans that come back with PTSD,
correct.
But PTSD can happen from, you know, violence in the home, can happen from a car wreck, can happen from a death, can happen from being mugged. I mean, the list goes on of how.
Absolutely.
And you think you're coping, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, here you are in your 20s, successful college student. What a fantastic story. Because what you're sharing with people is that you don't have to hide in the darkness.
Absolutely.
So, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So now, do you change your subject as you go from different age groups?
I would say I do. Mark actually always kind of looks at me and says, man, I never know what story I'm going to get. Just because my story is multifaceted. I came from an abusive background, but additionally, I was an excellent student, an excellent athlete, as well as I lost my best and only friend at 13 to suicide. I just have a lot of different layers to that, as well as being an African-American female who strives to be a leader. There's just so many things that can cause not only stigma, but also cause me to be concerned about putting another flag on me to make me stand out, if that makes any sense.
Well, it sure does, and it means you're a fighter.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I have one good example. Recently, we went to this this youth group for teens who had gotten referred to this group for the court because they'd gotten in trouble at school for bringing drug paraphernalia or whatever, and we were going, the leader was going around the room talking to the kids, and each one was like, oh, I didn't learn anything. I just learned I need to figure out a better way not to get caught and et cetera. And just clearly I had not learned, gotten to the root of their issues. And then Amanda kind of switched her talk up on the spot. Do you want to talk about what you did there?
Yeah, I told them that the pathway that they're going has them possibly be what my mom was and ended up being somebody that coped, with illegal drugs, and I ended up being a product of being abused and a victim to someone who did not want to accept the fact that they had things they needed to handle. And as a result of that, I had quite a few issues in my life dealing with that. And you would be surprised at how many faces just kind of really connected with me, because I was coming from the angle like, look, I've never done drugs. I've never had these kind of scenarios. But at the end of the day, I was a victim to it because my mom was like you, and it affected my whole life, and I had to figure out how to get help unfairly because of poor decisions of someone not wanting to be a parent.
Well, that is a good angle to talk to kids, because, you know, as it is, you're infallible when you're 16 or 15 or 16.
Exactly.
You're not really thinking about what my kids or what my friends or what my family, how is it really affecting them. So that is an interesting, it's a drop of water, of hope.
Yeah.
So, again, with us this morning is Mark Dadigan. We will take your calls this morning, 605-4567. If you've got questions, we're here to open up the dialogue. They are from the Health and Human Services Agency, and Amanda Flowers Peterson will be a speaker at the Strive to Thrive event, which is happening on May 14th, the downtown atrium and promenade. And this poster says, everyone has mental health. Learn to take care of yours.
Exactly.
So in other words, we all have issues.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we all have little aches and pangs in our body, right? You know, I have a little problems with my bulging disc and my sciatica, and our minds are no different. You know, we all need tune-ups. We all need to do our maintenance. Some people may have severe issues. People may have more moderate things or mild things. And that's our whole point, is mental health isn't just something that relates only to the most severe cases.
So the Health and Human Services Agency, StandAgainstStigma.com. Bob, I know that you're going to be looking in the chat pack there to see if there's questions, because a lot of times we'll have maybe somebody who doesn't really want to call, and so they can go to KCNR1460.com and get on the chat pack and ask some questions as well. If you have any questions about yourself or something you're wondering, let's open up the dialogue here today. Minds matter. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the 8th annual Mental Health Resource Fair. What's going on? Let's talk about what we're seeing on the street right now. Like, more and more feels like people that are not everybody, but there's people out of control, and what's going on there? How can we help? What do we need to do? What do we need to seek out or help? A lot of people are wondering, we are feeling a little bit lost as a society or as a community with an issue that's right in front of us. Maybe you guys have some insight there.
I would hope
we'll
so.
Be right back. KCNR 1460. May 7th for Romance on the River at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy a special menu set just for this evening with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Joining me on stage in Elements Lounge will be Johnny Gonzalez on piano, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. For reservations, call 243-3377. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in the Elements Lounge from 7 to 9 p.m. See you there.
Jim Gaffigan, live.
I've never eaten a hot dog and then afterwards been, what ate that?
Contagious Tour.
I was like, I'm gonna die. I paid for that?
You've seen his comedy specials, Mr. Universe and Obsessed. Now see him live, July 21st, on stage at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
I was at this seafood restaurant, and this guy came over to our table.
You're not eating lobster. Is there a reason why you're not eating lobster?
And I was like, I thought I'd order what I want.
A night of all new material.
Lobster tail? Is that the area near the butt?
That's what I want, a little turf and bug butt.
Jim Gaffigan in an all-ages show.
I'm looking around.
Do that, Victoria's Secret.
See what you ladies are buying.
Where's all the angels? Where's the open bar?
Reserve seats are on sale now. Available online at ReadingCivic.com, the box office, or by phone.
Me and my lady Sunday.
Jim Gaffigan, July 21st, the Reading Civic Auditorium.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Here's her.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Linda Bott here. Happy to be here this morning. Carl is on assignment down in Sacramento, and he'll be here tomorrow talking about what's going on. With us this morning is with the Health and Human Service Agency, Mark Dadigan, who's the Office of the Director. Good morning.
Yeah.
And a special speaker and someone who's just absolute inspiration, Amanda Flowers Peterson, who is also going to be a speaker on the Stand Against Stigma show. Hope is Alive open mic night is happening May 8th. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but let's take a caller. I'm trying to open the dialogue here. A lot of us are wondering about, you know, we were talking at the break about the mental health and what, you know, the stigma attached to some of that. And maybe that, you know, we're talking about the situation downtown. That's what we're seeing when we're driving around from place to place downtown. Like, what's out of control? What can we do as a society to help these people who've just maybe are lost? And what this event is going to be about, that minds matter, strive to thrive. So, Ruth, good morning and welcome to the show. Do you have a question for our guests?
Hi, good morning, Linda. You are so funny. I just love listening. You're so positive in the morning. Hey, I do have a question for your guests, and maybe they can touch on the subject with the Baltimore riots going on. There's a lot of angst in trying to explain this to your kids and, you know, crossing all the lines and the racial lines and with Police Lives Matter and just what's going on with that. There is a lot of discussion, and you see it trending on Facebook. I wonder if your guests have an opinion about that, and I'll take my answer off the air.
I absolutely feel that reality is that trauma does cause people to cause trauma. Victims make more victims. And so for myself personally with the Baltimore riots, I have personal perspectives being an African-American female as to our lack of trying to seek out reconciliation with the whole culture. But beyond that, I really think to keep it filled with hope and to keep the perspective united so that not only police lives are respected, but every person is respected. It would be really important for us to communicate to our children and youth who are seeing this on TV that if there is something traumatic that happens or if there's an issue that comes about, it needs to be handled. We can't just continue to cover it up or just move on. We can't pretend that there's no issues there, because at some point, whether later or sooner or later, it's going to come to the surface. And that's what I really feel these riots, this riot represents, and what a lot of this situation that's been coming up with Black Lives Matter is about.
I like how the caller just going straight for the big issues of the day. I'm going to agree somewhat with what Amanda's saying, that I think trauma is a big underlying issue to all these major incidents, like what's happening in Baltimore. Is I think you know, we have some speakers in our Stand Against Stigma program who are from law enforcement, and they talk about you know, the PTSD they've developed over the years and how lack of support from the public can exasperate that. And then they're dealing with these very difficult, stressful jobs, and then they're working in these communities where there's a lot of poverty, and there's a lot of issues that can cause trauma as well. And so I think both populations, you know, need support and need need healing, you know, in a lot of cases. And that's what I think is needed, just in general, not just in Baltimore, but in a lot of towns that have those healing spaces and that have dialogues where people respect each other and their different perspectives. And that's what our open mic night, Hope is Alive, is going to be all about.
That's really cool. Open mic night. And you know, Ruth has her own show here on Saturday morning. So she asks wonderful, great questions. And she's a wonderful human being and who has worked with the police department for many, many years. And she was also are you there, Ruth, still?
Nope.
Anyway, so she worked in emergency where she was, you know, with the 911 and just dealt with trauma, dealt with an emergency situations on a regular basis. And so Ruth has a calmness about her and an expertise about her that's very good. She asks the good questions. Okay, so we're going back to mental health. And it's interesting because we're seeing our country on many levels with a lot of these riots, as we were talking about, but we're seeing it right here in Reading too, with a lot of unrest. It's not necessary, I don't think, from my perspective, it's not race in Reading, but we're having a lot of what would we call? Would we call it? I don't know. Am I trying to be too politically correct? People are calling it homelessness issues. They're calling it transient issues. What do you call it? You got to call it something.
Heavily stratified society would be one way to look at it.
Wow, heavily stratified.
Well, of course, that's Bob.
Fantastic.
I think talking about homelessness is fine. I think that's a fine word to use.
Okay, and so the instability that happens if somebody perhaps, and we were going to talk about this too, medication. To be medicated, to not be medicated. And like Bob, at the break, you had talked about at one time your perception of maybe.
I have a good friend who was and still is involved in the system. And when money first started getting tight, it seemed that the system's solution to dealing with mental health, when they shut down the facility down there, rather than simply give these people someone to talk to work through their problems, the solution was, well, we'll just start throwing pills at the person until they go away, until they stop being a problem for us, and then we can get that paperwork off our desk. That was the perception among the community of people who were seeking help through the right or wrong. That was the perception among the community.
Mm. Yeah, I can speak about for our program. If you go to standagainststigma.com and you look at all the stories on there are a lot of local community people who did need medication to stabilize and to learn to deal with their issues, but they also needed a lot of other elements. They needed purpose in their life. They needed support. They might have found other tools, whether that's exercise or spirituality and prayer or what have you, that also augmented that. And I think, you know, we can't deny that pharmaceutical companies have some influence on what treatment is happening out there. But at Shasta County Mental Health and Adult Services, we definitely are moving forward in terms of realizing that it really is a holistic process to help someone recover from these issues. Is, you know, they might need medication, but they usually need talk therapy. They might need a support group. They might need a job, stable housing as well. And they're all equally important, I would say.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I think, you know, I don't mean to be personal, but, you know, Mark Dadigan, you are Office of the Director, Community Education Specialist, Community Relations of Education with the Health and Human Services Agency. What drew you to this particular line of work?
Well, I had student debt, and this was a job that was offered to me, so that was a big key. But I was a journalist by trade before I got this job, and I had done, I did a big project in grad school at the homeless city in Portland, which is actually authorized by the city, and they provide some land. It was out at the airport when I was working there. I think it's moved since then to someplace closer into town. And also, I just done a lot of work with people with mental health issues in general before coming here. So once I got the job in community relations, they just kind of slided mm-hmm. me into the Stand Against Stigma mm-hmm. campaign.
And so I like the fact that you just have this background with things that drew you to and have a closeness to the projects that you're doing. What would you say that in your position with the work that you're doing now has been the biggest learning, the biggest, oh my God, I never knew that, or this is amazing, I didn't know this, would you say that's happening for you in the last year of your life?
The last year. just in terms of doing this work, honestly, my relationships with law enforcement and the first responders. As a journalist, covering people like the homeless or people who are often on the, are on the other side protesting against law enforcement, I didn't understand their perspective very well. And so working with Neil Shaw is one of our presenters on Stand Against Stigma, and through him meeting other folks, I really understand that perspective a lot better, and I understand just what a difficult job they have, and how I'm definitely not as quick to kind of jump on the cop berating bandwagon that often happens with when news stories break out. Like, I have a better understanding of how complex that job is, and even people who see themselves as less biased, probably if they were put in those positions, they might not have much better outcomes or even worse outcomes sometimes because they don't have the training the officers do.
Well, this is wonderful. We got to take a break now, and when we come back, we've got more questions for our guests, and it's wonderful to just kind of find out who these people are in our community and what they're offering. Of course, Hope is Alive. Open Mic Night is May 8th, and Minds Matter. It is Mental Awareness Month, folks, and we're going to be talking more about that, and then also some questions and more insight on Amanda Flowers Peterson, who's going to be a guest speaker. Just what is she going to be talking about? More on that when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I doubt of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And good. Jewel. Saw Jewel in concert in Lilith Fair back in my Nashville days. She's awesome. She's a champion roper, grew up on a ranch in Alaska, and can yodel like no one's business. Never think that Jewel can do those things, but she's amazing. Yeah. Well, speaking of some, you know, talk about, like, there's no stigma with Jewel. Love the fact that, you know, she would be writing here with this project. Open mic night, May 8th. Help Us Alive. Stop, Think, Respect. Where is this happening? In the downtown atrium and the promenade. It's Friday, May 8th, 6 to 8. Performers get to sign in at 5:30. It's Hope is Alive. It's a National Mental Health Month event. Learn more. So what are we going to see? What are you going to have here? When you say people sign up, and what are they going to do? Rap, talk, poetry?
Well, you know, it's open mic night, so we're never sure, but we definitely have some poets. We have some hip-hop folks. We have musicians, singers. We have a fellow named Larray who does hard rock songs, and he actually sings about a friend he lost to suicide. And we've had some powerful stuff, very uplifting stuff, and just runs the gamut of emotions. And and Amanda's going to be the MC of the event, so maybe she'd like to share a little bit about it, too.
Yeah, I'm really excited just to be a face of safety for people who are coming, really encouraging people to come and just share what's on their heart. I think one of the biggest things with stigma is just taking that first step. Once you do, you realize how freeing it feels to just be open and be honest about some of the things you've been battling with, and what a wonderful way to get it out artistically so it can stay not only hope-filled, but it kind of makes a beautiful display of uniqueness of who you are as a person. I plan on not only just welcoming people who have their own artistic expressions, but doing my own and sharing a little piece of my story. So I'm very excited for the opportunity.
Wonderful. I've just enjoyed the two of you so much this morning. Again, we have Mark Dadigan. He's the Office of the Director for Health and Human Service, the services agency here, and Amanda Flowers Peterson. Amanda, you mentioned earlier in the program that when you go into, like, say, school and you talk about your story and you share with your story, you mentioned something that kind of resonated with me.
in the fact that you were 13 and you had a 13-year-old, your best and only friend, that committed suicide.
Correct.
The traumatization, first of all, at the growth of your life, I don't think you could ever get over what it is to lose a friend, but then to know that it's tragically the tragedy.
Yeah.
It's still probably something I believe, or would you agree, that we have a tendency to tuck into our body somewhere coping skills, and later on it comes out somewhere.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. For my own personal story, when I lost my friend, her name is Melissa, when I lost her, I was instructed that it wasn't, I come from a very strong faith background, and it just wasn't biblical to commit suicide be successful at suicide. So that being the case, I really honestly, I didn't even cry. I didn't cry until I was in therapy in my 20s and found out I had PTSD because I thought it was wrong to cry and to mourn the fact that somebody took their own life because that was wrong and that was a sin. So
they made – it was the belief system at that point that was around you was – there was shame.
There was incredible shame.
Okay. And the sin. Okay, so – it reminded me of someone in my family's son was in college and walked in on his roommate who had hung himself.
Oh, wow.
And it just dawned on me with your story about what that gentleman, who is in a family member of mine, related through a marriage, what that child has been going through, and perhaps not honoring the fact that that's tender still.
Hands down.
And will always be. I had a friend that I went to high school with whose son tragically took his life.
Correct.
And here was the epitome of a fantastic family, you know, and he was also 13, this weird age of, you know. And the man, I had to say, you know, I saw him at a high school reunion. We'll never be the same. There was part of him that was broken, like his son, his only son, had decided to take his life, and that his mission in life was going to be like figuring out programs and things that he could do to help with in somebody, you know, suicide prevention, et cetera.
Correct.
So thank you for sharing that story, because I think when you do reveal the truth of what you're going through, you become not the victim but the warrior.
Hands down.
And you help the people who are stuck on the chair that can't get up. Maybe they've been told you're a dummy, you're a this, you're a that, you're no. And those tapes that are in your head that's maybe society, maybe a family member who also has issues, it's throwing their issues on you. What do you say to the – and I'll take both of your answers here. What do you say to the person listening to this program right now that just is stuck and they can't get to the next step? Start with you, Mark.
Big part of our program is letting people know that, I think we're raised to believe that it's strong to kind of just suck it up and to repress your emotions and just get on and deal with it. Our stories, hopefully, and what we're doing is letting people know it takes strength to admit you need some help and to take that first step. And, there's a lot of different, if you're nervous about it, there's a lot of different strategies that kind of take the first step bit by bit, and Coming to Minds Matter on the 14th, it's a great way to meet some of the local providers and to get advice on what you may need or what a friend may need. And I also wanted to mention, since we're talking about suicide loss, and Shasta County does have a high rate of about 40 suicide deaths per year, that we do have a suicide loss support group called Good Grief that meets every second and fourth Thursday, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Lotus Center, 3290 Pacelli Lane.
Fantastic. And, Amanda, I have to say that, your testimony.
Yes, exactly.
Got people thinking today. And I do encourage you on another day, I'd like to come back, because you're this beautiful. And I don't know, because, again, I mean, I guess is the correct terminology, would you want me to say you're African-American, you're this beautiful, you've got this beautiful skin, you're just this beautiful woman.
Thank
I want to know about you.
That's
I want to know
for you
about
to
you.
I always say I can't speak for every other person. For me, I am not offended by however people say black, African-American, all together. I do not appreciate when people say they don't see color. I don't think that us trying to reconcile racial issues is for me to become invisible. So you acknowledging that I have dark skin is actually the most respectful thing you can do.
So you wouldn't mind if I said my black girlfriend?
Exactly. Okay. I might not mind.
So
personally,
I would love to invite you sometime on, because I think we don't talk about it enough. I feel like, you know, we don't have a lot of black people in Reading. We want to know what's going on inside the minds of our brothers and sisters. We're all under the roof of heaven, you know, and we need to know what people think of different, you know, different backgrounds. And even though we're raised together, like, well, what's that mean in your culture? Because, like, it would be like talking to Dr. Danuka. Dr. Danuka, who does, you know, colonoscopies, is the best guy in town. He's Indian, and he talks very openly about what it was to grow up in Indian and the different, what are those called, Bob, when we talk about
castes.
The caste system. Mm. And he's educated us so much on his culture, very openly. And so I invite you to come back sometime and we can talk
wonderful.
About that, Amanda.
I absolutely adore that.
And we're really here today to talk about the Health and Human Services Agency, these Mental Health Awareness Month, and that Minds Matter. It's the 8th Annual Mental Health Resource Fair and Hope is Alive, Open Mic Night, which sounds great. And they're going to have sign-ups for that with poetry and music. What else do you...
Also, if you're an artist and you want to come show your artwork, we'll have some tables for people to display stuff if they'd like to at the open mic night.
On the open mic night. All right. Okay, so I've got to say a little bit of a shout-out here. A portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Carl's not here, but he would tell you it's man's last stronghold.
I get my hair cut.
Yes, there you go. And what do you think about Cypress Square Barbershop?
Love them. It's such a... reminder of a different era. The guy's barbershop down on the corner is not just a place to go get your hair cut. It's a place to do a little male gossip.
Male gossip.
They're going to love me next time I get down there.
Build and stream and deer head on the wall. So, yeah. You know, we just... Anyway, yeah.
Sports on the TV.
Sports,
you know,
on the TV, yeah.
But basically, it's a communal resource, and I get my hair and my facial for...
Get your man fix.
Yeah.
Get your man fix. Man
can. Man's last stronghold.
Man's last stronghold. All right, we're going to take a break on that note, and we'll be right back. Casey and our 1460.
Reading Rodeo Week is quickly approaching, and the festivities start with the biggest little steak feed under the stars, happening May 9th, 2015. Gates open at 5:30 to dinner, dancing, and live entertainment by The Billies. Tickets are available now for the steak feed and the Reading Rodeo. Grab them at readingrodeo.com or stop in to the rodeo box office.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The walk a mile in her shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels.
Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Comenti, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here in KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
This
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Tuesday, 8:48 in the morning, currently 57 degrees. La cucaracha. May 5th. Yes. You have to end with a little bit of Cinco de Mayo music. Any last minute callers, give us a call here, 605-4567. We're talking about mental health here. And before we took a break, I had asked Mark, and I want to pose this question to Amanda, who the question I had asked Mark, if you're just tuning in, was that through this last year, as you're going out and you're speaking to different students and about crises and trauma and these kinds of things. Amanda, what's happened for you this last year that's been, that you'd like to share, or that's been your biggest lesson that you've learned?
I've learned and seen just how much vulnerability is disregarded amongst communities, how important of a value it is to have in our home to be vulnerable, and how I would define vulnerability would be, again, circling around to making that first step to being honest about what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you've experienced with somebody. It's a very liberating experience that I think everybody should go through, and I really think that it plays an important role in our mental health.
Powerful. We have a caller. Let's go to Billy Bob. Good morning. What's on your mind? You have a question for our guests.
Yes, I have more of a compliment for these two people. They are absolutely a breath of fresh air in this realm of mental health. And again, it's great to hear Mark, who represents our agency here in Shasta County. And Amanda, I must say, you are so well spoken.
Thank you.
And such a delight to listen to. And my hat goes off to you. And again, keep up the good work. It's so important what you guys are doing. And Linda, you are doing a fabulous job without Carl. And
thank you. Thank you.
And good for Carl to do all the things that he gets involved with. So anyway, great show. But Amanda, you are doing a fabulous job. You were so well spoken. It's really a delight. Okay,
thank you for saying that, Billy Bob.
You know what? We have great listeners here, and we cherish the callers, when they call in and they have, like Ruth and Billy Bob, and they call in, they listen. And it's, you know, there's a lot of times you'll have background radio, maybe you're doing something, but our listeners will listen to the program content and they'll comment on it in the chat room. And just this morning, I mean, I think what this morning has been for many is thought provoking. And they'll take the information today and they'll think about perhaps maybe a neighbor or a family member or themselves and think, oh gosh, you know what? I may need to like check in a little bit more of that to you know. So let's talk about your agency, and I know that you have a couple programs that you want to discuss with us, Mark. You've written down there.
Oh, I was, you know, one thing we were talking about on the break is you know, going along with your comment that, you know, we've gone to all these different groups and presented. We go to church groups. We've gone to tea party meetings. We go to tribal support groups. And it doesn't matter what culture or what background or what political affiliation, everyone we talk to is experiencing these issues in one way or another, either themselves or a family member or a loved one. And I think it just really hits home with how important this topic is and how important it is we start talking about it. And I was also going to mention how you'd ask Amanda about breaking those cultural divides. And I think one of the biggest things I've also learned in this project is how harmful stereotypes are. And not just of, you know, the typical stereotypes we think of, which are probably racial ones, but just about anyone, whether that's stereotypes about law enforcement, stereotypes about different religious groups, and just how much that can affect people and continue to isolate us and segregate us, which I think is not the way forward.
It's not the way forward. But you have to be open, and Amanda was beautiful in saying vulnerable. Asking questions like, I don't know, but why, the first thing that came to my mind when you were talking about organized religion, like, just to say Mormons, what is it, not that I'm judging you, but what is, why the Book of Joseph, and why do you guys go on this missions? Educate me. Help me to know what it is that you love and what it is that makes you tick. If I know that, that also not only empowers you, it empowers me to feel like, gosh, I understand you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think also one of the problems we have, and it's like a Twitter thing too, is we're in this outrage culture, you know, and I think social media exasperates it where we see something we don't like and we just immediately run into this outrage mode and we start tweeting about it and Facebooking it and we kind of keep fanning the flames. And that's why our theme for the open mic night is stop, think, respect. Is, you know, even if you hear something that you don't agree with or you don't like, let's all take a minute to kind of step back, reflect, and allow someone who has a different life experience to kind of educate us. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, reflect on it before we rush to judgment or rush to outrage.
You know, it's really interesting that you would say that. Just to share with you, Carl and I, the other day we went to go look for shoes or something at the mall. And I noticed with Carl, I said, I want you to look around in our society, not everyone, and it's the older people who aren't doing this as much, but the younger society is looking down. They're looking down into their cell phone.
Oh.
And the older society, who's not just into their cell phone, they're looking ahead. They're looking out. And I think there's something about that act that I noticed at the mall is that if you're looking down, you're disconnected to the human being that you're seeing coming toward you. If you're looking out, you're looking at the eye, you're seeing what's happening, you're getting the energy of what's going on. And I think that there is a major suckage going on with that. I don't know, Bob, you're a boomer tech guy. What do you think?
Just trying to, I think you are right. The more connected we get, the more disconnected we get, which is interesting, interesting paradigm there. That we're so electronically connected, and yet socially we isolate more and more.
I think also the biggest
issue. We firewall ourselves.
Yeah, the biggest issue too is with social media is it creates a way for us to not be held accountable for what we decide
Absolutely.
To do.
Yeah.
And I think that that's disgusting because that plays a part into our lack of mental health. If we are able to just bully somebody online and then turn off the computer and go about our day, that's sad.
You didn't, Smugly, yes.
Yes, you didn't even think about what and how it affected somebody.
Right. And there's the lack of spiritual connection
mm-hmm.
because you're now you're splitting yourself up.
Right.
You're being okay to say something mean, do something mean, go on with your day and have like the split life. So that's unhealthy right there.
Hands down. Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say that social media and technology in general are tools, and any tools can be used for good or evil. It's like personal
yeah.
firearms.
I was going
tires yeah. and cars.
And cars. Yeah. I was gonna say I agree with what you're all saying, but the other one pro I have seen with it, especially in terms of suicide prevention, is and we do suicide prevention trainings of different kinds at our office if anyone is interested. The times I've had to use my suicide prevention training, it's always been on Facebook or through text. And I think and Facebook actually just released a new suicide prevention app on its social media network. And
so
I
you
think,
look for certain keywords and things
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, and there's options that you can try and get that person help and stuff. But
yeah, that's great.
Well, that's fantastic. There's some good in that.
One benefit is that people are more willing to open up about that stuff.
Used to be late night radio DJs who had to serve.
Oh, yeah, right. Or bartenders.
So they have a tendency to open up more if they don't have to look somebody in the eye. Then it can be more reflective with just this piece of machine in front of you that you can go, okay, I'm thinking that, you know, right now I just don't want to be here.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
In a lot of cases.
So there's some good aspect in that. So talk to us a little bit, because we only have just a few minutes left. Let's just recap what we're talking about. Hope is Alive, open mic night. Sign up May 8th. Rhymes, poetry, art. It's in the downtown atrium and the promenade. It's happening from 6 to 8. And, of course, our beautiful Amanda Peterson will be there hosting and going to be doing some poetry.
Correct.
And then, of course, Mark here, Minds Matter, 8th Annual Mental Health Resource Fair, Strive to Thrive. It's is happening Thursday, May 14th, also in the downtown atrium and promenade from 11 to 2:30 p.m. We've got 2 minutes left. Closing thoughts.
Amanda, you just want to talk about your kind of passion for the youth here?
Yes. I want to say that I feel what brought me to Redding and Shasta County is the fact that I want to be a voice for the children and youth. I do not think that they're represented well in the mental health world, if at all. And so I'm really excited, and hopefully you guys will hear more about what I'm doing as I'm going forward.
Well, fantastic. You have a voice here. Mm-hmm. Always to come on the air and share with our listeners who then get it out and would love to know what you're doing. Again, we'll talk about that after the show. Fantastic. Get you back on. Mark, you please, closing thoughts.
I was just going to say if you're interested in learning more about local resources or mental health issues in general, Google Shasta Network of Care. It has all kinds of good stuff on there as well as local resources. You can call the Shasta County Mental Health Access Line 225-5252. Or 211 to start that process of looking for services for you or a friend. And also check out our Brave Faces stories on standagainststigma.com. All kinds of interesting tales of hope and people overcoming these struggles.
I'm on there.
Oh, that's just fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And Bob Belongi, always at the helm. Thank you always for the greatest bump music and for being that safe place to fall.
It's because I'm just so big and soft.
And again, thank you to all our sponsors here to make our morning show and KCNR Thrive. We really appreciate
good chat pack participation.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much for the love of our chat pack and our callers. Tomorrow we're going to give tickets away for Barefoot in the Park. Carl will be here. Join us. And remember what Carl always says, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Think about it. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Another day, another Republican announcing his bid for the GOP presidential nomination.
Folks, it is a long way from a little brick rent house on 2nd Street in Hope, Arkansas, to the White House.
But it's a journey that Mike Huckabee hopes to make, the former Arkansas governor announcing his candidacy today in his hometown, Hope, Arkansas. Carly Fiorina, the first declared female candidate seeking the GOP presidential nomination. She tells the Salem Radio Network she joins the race at a critical time in America.
People are concerned, but people also understand that we can fix all of our problems and heal all of our wounds. We need leadership now.
Fiorina is a former Hewlett-Packard CEO. Also at SRNNews.com, a former FBI terrorism expert says, from a PR standpoint, probably not the smartest of moves.